Good morning. We continue with our study of Chobo Salapavos. We're currently in the middle of the fourth parak in the Shaar HaBitachon. Yesterday, last week, the Chobo Salapavos had spent some time teaching us about how a person can find Bitachon in finding and understanding that Hashem is involved in taking care of even Olam HaZeh matters. So the Chobo Salapavos now reminds us of something we had talked about a couple of weeks ago, and that is the understanding of the concept of Ishtadlus, the understanding that a person has a responsibility to realize that while it's important to place one's bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does run the world and make his decisions, we don't have a right to walk away and say, he takes care of everything, we don't do anything, right? But at the same time, we can understand that while we do need to work, we do need to take care of our basic needs of shelter and food and clothing and take care of those basic needs, we need to understand that in the end of the day, whether we get it or not, is based on a partnership with Hashem. That is to say, technically speaking, we could work all day long. A person could be a farmer and work all day long. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can turn around and not provide the rain. It doesn't matter how much effort you put in. You could plow and plant and weed and everything else, but if there's no water, it isn't going to happen. If the ground is not functioning in the right way, it isn't going to happen. If a tornado comes and destroys all your crops, it isn't going to happen. On the other side of it, if you don't plant, you can have all the rain and all the right weather and the right quality of soil. But if there's no seeds in the ground, if you didn't do your piece, there's still also going to be no financial success and security. And this is the point the Chobo Salapavos wants us to walk away with, that there's a certain emunah that comes through working through daily events. In fact, Rav Matisyo points out over here that's why when we talk about the author, the Seder HaMishnayos, the organizational pattern of the Mishnayos, we refer to Emunah Sitecha, Chosin Yeshua, Schachmas Vadas, Yiras Hashem Yod Zaro, when we talk about the concept of each of the six orders of Mishnayos, we put them and surround them around the words Emunah Sitecha, Chosin Yeshua, Chachmas Vadas, which the first would be Emunas, which parallels Seder Zeroyim. Why would Emuna and Zeroyim have anything to do with themselves? Zeroyim deals with the rules of planting, the rules of farming, the halachos of brachos, and why is there an Emuna in that? So again, Rav Matisyo says, we find that even though you're doing your piece, it's all built, your piece and its involvement is all built on the concept of Emuna. You still have Emuna when you're doing it. And that's really, it's not just that you have it, but that's really an important, incredible piece that comes along with it. And why is that? So the answer is very clear. It's important insofar as the fact that when we're getting involved in the concept of Emuna, right, Emuna comes in that even when I'm doing, especially when I'm doing all my work, I realize that I partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that's an important concept for us to think about. Because no matter how hard we work, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to give us an advancement and an inclusion on top of it, we're not going to be successful. On the other hand, if we put in all day's efforts and we realize that it comes hand in hand with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the process, then there's going to be success for ourselves and for our families. It also gives us an opportunity to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be makir tov to him. If I'm putting in this effort and I'm getting out of it, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be okay with what I'm doing. That means that for whatever reason, I can find him in the process and I can be makir tov for that as well, which of course fits within the concept of brachos, which leads off the Seder called Seder Zeroyim. So today, we're going to do a lot of stuff. Hopefully we will be able to work. Hopefully we will be able to eat tonight. And when we get the chance to do so, each and every step of the way, we can realize that what we're doing is an expression of Emunah and an expression of an opportunity of a unique relationship with Hashem. If we take the time out and put that in, today will be a great day. And we will really start to realize that, wow, we have a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one that we can place our faith in. Have a wonderful, terrific day.